I have a question. So in Western philosophy, there is a concept of free will, or is there free will? How does it relate to karma?
Yes. Yeah, so free will is, of course, in one line, Sri Aurobindo gave a very interesting answer. He says, Napoleon was asked that you believe in free will, why do you yet plan? So he says, you believe in fate, sorry. Then if you believe in fate, why do you plan? He says, because it is fated that I plan. Mother gave another answer. I'll come to the details, but first, short answer. Mother was asked, Mother, Amal Kiran said, Mother, don't give me philosophy, all that I've read, everything. Tell me whether I have a free will or I don't have a free will. So Mother remained silent for a moment, and then she said, your will is free, it has been deliberately left free. So meaning thereby, ultimately, it is like, the free will is like, the last shot is held by the divine. So in that sense, it's not ultimately free. But there is the sense of free will, because it is meant to, human beings can become conscious collaborators in the unfolding of the divine. Therefore, the sense of free will is there. So she uses the word deliberately left free. And its third sign is that this is true is, how much ever one may debate and discuss that there is free will or it is fate, you will make a choice. From the food we eat to the place we go, we make a choice. So as long as we have the sense of the doership and the choices, it's better to take it that I have a free will, leaving aside the ultimate truth. Then slowly as we keep growing, then we discover, oh, the Gita's truth, Yantra Arunini Maya, like a fly on the wheel, I am moving. There is a second step that I thought that I am making free choices, but all my free choices and the way, the cause, effect, all this. Then comes the idea of make your free will, but surrender it to the divine. Keep surrendering to the divine. Then comes that stage where we begin to discover all is Krishna's play with himself. But till we arrive at that experience, it is better to take it that there is free will. As Mother says, it has been deliberately left free. See, there is a play of words. You know what? Actually, you are not free. Deliberately, you have been left free. So she uses the word, you have been deliberately left free. So we should exercise free will, but a time comes when there is a complete surrender. Sarva sankalpa sannyasi is a stage in yoga. That's when we say, Tomar karmo tumi karo ma loki bole kori ami sokal tamari iksha Brijendra Lal Roy's bhajan. That is your, you are the doer and you are doing. But the path is to be taken that ultimately one has to renounce the fruits, then renounce the sense of doership. When we renounce the sense of doership in real earnest, that means when people praise us, then we are, see, what a wonderful thing, no? So all that, people insult us, when the sense of doership begins to drop off from the nature, then it becomes one single flow of the divine. That's when we can say, well, my will has been surrendered to the divine completely. But initially we have to take it that I have a will and I surrender it to the divine. So that my will collaborates in the process of manifestation.